So, it's in the middle of the night, like 50 minutes left until midnight, and I am here recording because I can't sleep. Hello, my name is Jenny, and my cat just kinda scuffed me into the bed and was like, go to sleep, mom. Go to fucking sleep now. So he will probably get some time to like hunt some mice or something. Well, I had a day off today and I didn't know what to do more than just go to sleep. I'm always tired when I'm not working, and when I'm working, I'm tired. So, it's not a good circle, and I don't like waking up really early in the morning, even though I automatically do, when I have days off, then I wake up very early on my own. And that I like, but having an alarm waking you up every morning is just the worst thing ever. I don't know why, but I like just sleeping until I wake up by myself and decides to go up. I think I finally found an apartment. And I hope I get it, because it's close to the date for me to move, and I really need an apartment. And this guy was renting out for secondhand, so yeah. So hopefully I get it, and I will no longer sleep on this air mattress anymore. And it will be awesome. I have such pain in my back and my legs. And I just can't take it sometimes. I know it's going to be harder when I get my period. And it's going to be soon. I can feel it. I can feel the mood swings. I can feel the heat. I mean, hot flashes, and like, yeah. And now my cat is interested in me. He always ignores me when I'm quiet and not doing anything, but he always comes to me when I'm recording podcasts, so he can disturb me and be like, mom, look at me, I'm a fluffy little black piece of coal that wants to be loved right now. Yes. Yes, you do. Oh, I love you. Oh, you're so cute. He has been, like, clawing me all day because I never stopped petting his belly. And he was like, I'm gonna kill you, mom. I'm gonna kill you. And I was like, yeah, do it. I love you so much. And your paws are so soft and cute. And then he takes off his claws, and I'm like, ow, why would you do that for? Yeah, so I'm going to Narcon. I'm a cosplayer. As a hobby, not as a job. And I'm going to Narcon in Sweden, and it's going to be amazing. I'm finally done with my Velma cosplay, Velma from Scooby-Doo. I only have, like, the shoes for my Poison Ivy cosplay, and also coloring my panties. I put away the pot I was going to use to color my panties, so I don't know what to do then to just use my, like, small pot. But we'll see, probably find something. Why are you poking at my hand, little cat? Why are you poking at my hand? Oh, your ears are so cute. He probably hates me right now. Yeah. Well, I've been not taking my medication, my antidepressants, and my anti-anxiety medications in the right time, so I'm kind of fucked up in the head right now, and I'm very sad, and I don't want to go to this, what do you call it, psychiatric? Because I just don't feel like arguing anymore. I mean, it's not like we argue, but they always want to argue with what I feel. And for me, it's just like I'm giving you realness. I'm giving you like realistic thoughts and arguments. And I don't want you to say something like catchy or better or something like witty to like make me be like, oh, I'm so stupid. Oh my God, I should not kill myself now. I just feel stupid and I would just want to kill myself more because it feels like, oh, why didn't you kill yourself? Well, do you want me to do that? Can't you just accept that I don't want to live and work from there? Like, okay, this girl just don't want to live and she doesn't want to do that. And she has this knowledge of, like, life that is positive and one is, like, negative. And maybe we should help her, like, just focus on the positive things, like talk about cosplay, talk about gaming, and like helping her with getting it easier to be a human, like how to get money, getting me life hacks about jobs, and like just like I don't need the like nurses to be like, oh my God, my cat just sat on my hand. Attention whore. Are you attention whore? Yes, you are. Well, I don't need the nurses to argument against me and be like, oh, we are, oh my God, kitty. Kitty. I don't need nurses being like, oh, yeah, my cat is hunting a fly. I don't need nurses to be like, oh, here's the reason why you shouldn't die. I know the reasons why I shouldn't die. Life is precious, and if I'm here, and if I really should be here, then maybe I should try to make something good out of it instead of just taking my own life. And I think like that too. And I know it. I'm not stupid. It's not like I only think that life is meaningless. Because I know it isn't. It's just that it feels so empty and useless sometimes to just even try. Because when I die, it's just, no one's going to remember me. When my family members die and my friends die and their friends die and their children die, then there will be no memory of Jenny anymore. And it all will just go to waste and be forgotten forever and ever. I mean, we don't remember our ancestors from long time ago and what they did or what they did for other people, if they were criminals or if they were good people. I mean, I would just be like a grain of sand in a big pile of fucking sand in the beach or something. And I would just be stepped on and nothing mattered. And I just can't stand the nurse is just trying to argue with me, thinking that I only think about this way. Of course I know the other ways. Of course I know life is precious. Of course I know that I can think another way. But this is the most realistic way that I ever had thought of. And I like realism, and I want it. And I just... And they can be so cocky sometimes, especially the male nurses, because I never heard a female nurse tell me to go to the gym and work out like crazy. But the males are always like, oh, you should go to the gym and work out. And I'm just like, oh, but I can't stand the gym because the noises are too loud and there are so many people there, and I just can't. It's too loud noises. The music is too loud, and I'm really afraid of that. And they just look at me like I am the laziest person ever. Like, oh, you're just not working out because you're fat. And I worked out all my life. I've been a swimmer, and I did figure skating, and I was really good at basketball and football, and I did so much, and I always loved training. And it feels so bad when I can't go to the gym and train, because that is something I really love to do. And also, I can't even go to yoga classes, even though it's quiet and calming. I can't do that anymore. And for him to just be like, oh, you need to go there. Like, for him to say like, oh, you need to go to the gym and work out. Like, I never, like he says, it's like he's saying it's like, I never work out. Like, you're fat and you never work out, and that's why you're feeling bad. Like, that's how I see it. And I know that working out makes you feel better, but I, for so many years, I tried to be like everyone else. I tried to be a girl that actually, like, doesn't want to kill herself. And I was training, I was eating healthy, I was having friends, and I had hobbies, and I were, like, doing things, and like cutting my hair, buying new clothes, and traveling, and just had dreams, and I was miserable. I was not happy at all, and I wasn't getting happier by doing this. So I always say to the nurses, like, okay, we checked that off, it didn't work, next step. And they are just like, how about you go to the gym? Like, I just told you, I've been working out all my life, and here I am, wanting to kill myself still. And I can't do more than that. And I take my antidepressants pills, and I just try to make myself feel good again. But I feel like I've gone so deep into the shithole that it's gonna take time, and they just don't understand it. Every time I tell them why I don't want to kill myself, they just like assume like, okay, she's fine, bye bye. Because I don't want to kill myself, because I feel like I deserve this life more than my bullies. Like, I want my bullies to die, because they are mean, and why should they be feeling well and dapper while I am feeling this shitty all the time? Like, why should they do that? And I should stand in the shadows. And that's when, like, my doctor say, like, okay, you're fine. But I'm not fine. I'm here. I'm cutting my arms out and I'm wanting to die. I'm not fucking fine. I tried to be. And it just... it's hard. And I know that I need to fight and not stop, even though it's hard to, like, just exist every day, having the knowledge that I'm going to die one day and everybody else is going to die too. But when I die and when everybody dies, then I'm just going to be buried in the ground. And, you know, my brain, if you ever seen a brain in, you know, those glass jars with, like, these, yeah, you know, a floating brain in the glass jar, yeah, that you see in horror movies, that brain has been in a human, and that brain has, like, memories of love, family, torture, violence, and, like, the first kiss, their first, like, trauma, their first, like, being in love, and everything, it's in that brain that's floating in that glass jar. And when I get buried, my brain is going to be underground. My brain that's been saving all these memories and making me be able to walk and talk and hear and see all those beautiful things. And now it's just underground, rotting with my body. And it's never to, like, remake it again. I mean, it's just going to be sand. It's just going to be eaten up by maggots or just rotten away, and everything I have will never be here again in this life. And it is... it is just so sad. But I decided to continue my life, because I have so much I need to do before I die. There are so many girls in this world that need someone to look up to, someone to help them from the violence that they suffer from. And I need to help people because I can. I have two arms, I have two legs, and I can talk, and I can listen, and I can see. And I am healthy, and I can help these people. And maybe I will be remembered by that generations forward before it all dies out. But if I could choose it, I would give the remaining years of my life to someone that deserves it, someone that is hungry for life but doesn't have as much of a lifetime left. I would like to give it to that person. I don't want people to think I'm selfish for wanting to kill myself. I never wanted this life, really. And if I could, I would just delete myself from every memory ever, to never, never hurt somebody. But I can't. and therefore I'm selfish, and therefore I can't kill myself. I don't want anybody to find my body. I don't want anybody to have to take care of me and put an effort on me, because this is my choice. I'm gonna say goodbye and sleep, because I'm going to work early tomorrow. So goodbye.